Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the Gas South Convention Center, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. It is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian. Welcome to another, hopefully, maybe, possibly, award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, coming to you live from the Gas South Convention Center and from what studios, Harper?
We are at the Gas South District.
Yeah, studios. What studios?
The
Subaru of Gwinnett Studios.
Well, I just said the Gas South.
Well, we're studios, at the Gas South District Convention Center. Inside.
So if this were a trivia question, I'd get it right or wrong.
I tried to set you up for the first read and you blew it. So let's try it again. Thank you for being here for the Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, which is coming to you live from the Gas South Convention Center inside what studios, Harper?
Well, the Subaru the center right here where Subaru, it's what makes a Subaru, and that's what love is. And I know you love me right now. You can enjoy the big savings and the hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit them at SubaruofGwinnett.com or at 2950 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, just a couple of blocks north of the Gwinnett Place Mall. 470-824-3860 is their sales number. And if you're already a Subaruist, then you can check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events. SubaruofGwinnett.com.
We have two fantastic guests. We have David Post here from Future Security and Care for Cops. And before we talk to him, we are going to talk to Heidi Moore. She is the president of MTAMA, which is the Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta. Heidi, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Absolutely. I did well on the MTAMA, the Marine
Trade. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, Marine Trade. Thank you very much. Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta. Tell everybody about the association, and specifically, you guys got something coming up that you're here to promote.
Yeah, really excited to talk about that. The Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta is comprised of boat dealers, marinas, and boating industry-related professionals. And we really just aim to promote public boating safety, education, and then just raise the standard of service in the marine industry while, you know, providing some camaraderie and just opportunities for the marine industry professionals to come together. So yeah, we have an event coming up next weekend. So the dealers have really worked over the past couple of years to identify a need and provide consumers with an opportunity to shop for boats on the water. So we have the Lake Lanier Boat Show coming up next weekend, the 22nd through the 24th at Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville.
Nice. So the 22nd through the 24th, this is of the year 2024, depending on when people listen to this. How many years has this been going on? Is this the first one? Give us an idea of the history of it real
quick. Yeah, thanks. This is our second year. We're on show four. This is a biannual show. So we have given consumers an opportunity to shop at the beginning of the season. You know, spring is right around the corner. We're here at it. We've got some great weather going on today. And then also an opportunity to take a look at a first look at the next model year in the fall, and then also take advantage of some clearance savings for boats that we might have even after the season.
So if they're getting the itch early in the season, you go, hey, we can get you into one of
these
as soon as you can. And then at the end of the year, are you regretting that you missed this entire boating season? Well, let's get a head start on next year. So I like the way you guys do that. But let's, apart from the sales aspect of it, which is fantastic, talk about the safety and talk about specifically doing the show on the water and kind of what are you guys trying to accomplish other than letting people look at boats?
Yeah, so an on-water experience is pretty unique. When you shop for a boat, when you visit a dealership or you go to a convention center, you're really seeing it on a show floor. So you may or may not see it on a trailer. It may look a lot larger than it's going to feel in the water. And then when you go to the water and see it in the water and see how it sits, it can bring a whole new picture into life of the boating lifestyle. A lot of customers, they'll decide that they want something a little smaller because it looks huge sitting on the show floor. But when they get out on the lake, and Lake Lanier is a very large lake, and we have about 14 different lakes within the Atlanta area that you can visit within about 2 hours. And some of those lakes are larger, and you'll get a smaller boat. And we joke all the time about customers getting two-foot-itis, and they'll realize that they made the wrong decision. They should have gone a little bit larger for their family or for people that are going to be visiting with them entertaining, and they'll come back and see us and do a step larger. So this is kind of nice because they get to see the boat exactly in an environment where they're going to use it to see the complete lifestyle. They'll get to talk to industry professionals about how to store it, how to trailer it, what products they can use for their boat, what things they didn't even know that they would need to have for their boat. And then they'll talk about boating safety. So we do partner with the Lake Lanier Association. They provide life jacket loaner stations all around the lake, which is an important educational part for us that we partner with them on, just to share how important it is, number one, to wear a life jacket, two, the rules about wearing a life jacket through DNR so that you aren't ticketed, and three, safety for your children to make sure that when they are in the water, you know, accidents can happen. And if you have a life jacket on, you're floating and you're less likely to have something catastrophic happen.
Heidi, I would imagine the experience of being able, just like with a car, if you went in to visit a Subaru dealership, getting behind the wheel and getting the vroom. There's a vroom that you have on the water that you've experienced on numerous occasions, but that first time for a new buyer, that is a very unique time. I would imagine the light bulb that you see in a sales environment goes off and you go, it doesn't matter, they're hooked, they want to experience this, but it's very difficult. Talk a little bit, you just mentioned some of the issues. I would insurance, I guess, you know, for making sure that everybody's safe and having somebody to monitor, because nobody knows whether or not you're experienced. You can say that you are, but when you get out on that lake, there's something that's magical that happens. You get to experience that all the time. Talk a little bit about that experience for the guests who come to the show that get that real life experience themselves.
Yeah, there is, you know, something amazing that happens just with water. There's such a calming, a relaxing, and also really fun and entertaining aspect of that, too. Buying a boat can be pretty overwhelming, or even considering what you want to do next in your boating journey, because the boating journey is really not just about a purchase or a sell or just moving in or out of it. It's the whole lifelong process of, hey, my kids are getting older, I need something different, I want to try a new board, they want to learn how to surf, which you don't necessarily do behind a pontoon boat or something on a stern drive. But then also educating yourself on different opportunities from different brands and different manufacturers that do offer solutions for you each step of the way. So a lot of customers ask us, you know, how to experience that. So at the boat show, at the islands, you'll get to see those in the water, but then you can make your personal on-water experience appointment with a dealer of your choice or a boat brand of your choice, and they'll get to take you out on a demo that usually lasts anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. And your family gets to experience the whole picture of driving it, how you're going to be able to use it, what it looks like if you wanted to learn how to surf or learn how to wakeboard. And a lot of dealers provide an even above-level experience when they do a delivery, and they'll teach you a lot of things about the safety of it, how to drive it, how to dock it, how to get up on a surfboard or how to get up on a wakeboard. So we would just want to support the consumer through the whole life of their boating journey.
So I was going to ask, so it sounds like if you come to this particular show, if you do the right thing and sign up with a particular dealer, you might even get to sample the boats on the water, take them out for an experience. 30 minutes to an hour. I was like, whoa, I thought maybe.
Yeah, that's a separate piece to that. During show hours, there aren't any demos. We do want customers to be able to see the inventory in the water. So if someone were to drive it or to drive away from the slip, that particular opportunity wouldn't be there for somebody to see. However, they can make an appointment with a dealer, dealer will take them and let them experience it.
So at the show, let's talk. So that's a great clarification. So they're not going to go vrooming off from the show, but you can set up a follow-up interview. So the experience is I'm walking down to the dock. I'm seeing boats in the water. So that's one. I assume we can also get inside the boats, even if we're not going to drive away from the dock. So that's
correct.
Number two. So I think everybody would go, well, yeah, I'd kind of expect that at a show. What would they not expect at the show that would kind of, when they were going to tell them now, so they're not going to be surprised, but they're still going to go, wow, if I go to this, I'm going to get that kind of an experience. So what are some of the other things that are kind of, as Margaritaville, so I assume there's some good food and
yes,
good drinks to be had. So that's,
so there are some fun aspects there. So we'll have a vendor village. And the neat thing about a vendor village there is you'll get to see other boating industry professionals, dock builders, say trinkets, but not really trinkets, custom silhouette, lake mapping stuff, gear that you can buy, detailers, educational aspects. So like the Coast Guard will be there. Boating Americas will be there to talk about boating safety. We have a whole seminar guide for fishing through the weekend. So you'll get to learn a little bit more about those aspects. If there's something specific, you'll get to talk to those industry experts. There will be food options, drink options, and a live band. So that is pretty fun as well. And then two, just the atmosphere about being at the islands and getting to see the what islands has to offer as far as being able to, if you did purchase a boat at the show, which that is an opportunity, you can purchase at the show. You'll have opportunities to arrange like where to keep it. You'll get to see the facilities at Lake Lanier Islands, as well as some of the other marinas that will be in attendance in our vendor village. We'll get to walk the docks and have drinks along the docks as you're getting to go peruse and walk through the different various boats and meeting other industry experts.
Heidi, do you have any of those blow-up inflatable couches where Stephen can enjoy his margarita while he's lounging out there and sunbathing? You don't have any of that?
No, you can come sit on the back of a Mastercraft, though. There's a pretty comfortable lounge seat.
I would much rather do that than an inflatable couch.
Well, we're kind of Nemo guys, where we would just want to have, you know, a life raft being thrown over the USS Minnow or something like that. But technology has changed. There's so many different things that are out there. There's a personal watercraft. There's the Sea-Doos. There's wake boats, there's bass boats, there's pontoons, there's speed boats, and everything in between. What have you noticed most about the industry and how it's changed since you started? You were 16 years old when you got into the business.
Yeah.
You were you were a high school student, weren't you?
I hate even saying this because this is going to date me. So yeah, 24 years in the industry.
Well, she's 21 now and 16. So,
right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that weird.
It feels like 24 years.
This is girl math in true function right now. It's happening on your business sex show.
Aside from age, things have changed. Boats are lighter, faster, inboard, outboard motors. There's horsepower off the chain. You can really have a personalized craft made for you. It's already been made, but with all the bells and whistles that you could ever want.
There are really infinite opportunities. I mean, if you think about moving from just exactly what you were saying, jet drives, stern drives, pontoons, fishing boats, bass boats, wake boats, surf boats, and then all the variations of what you can do there. And even with some of the brands that my actual dealership carries, there's so much. I would say the biggest thing that has changed is it's pretty interesting to see that the pontoon market is doing what it's doing right now, as well as like inboard boats. A lot of people, when they think about boating, they think about the Bayliner or the Sea Ray that their dad had or their grandpa had, and then they go boating around that aspect. But really, it's so much bigger than that. There's so much fun to be had with jet skis, and those will be on display there. Jet boats, that's a little bit different. They're a little nimble and pretty fun to spin around in the water. And, you know, there's all kinds of different sizes and brands there. And then you move into a pontoon boat, and those are fun because you can go beach those and have a full day out on an island. And there's all kinds of different layouts that you can even envision or imagine there. And then from even there, if there's something special that you wanted, a lot of the manufacturers will allow you to do deviations. And then when you start getting into talking about wake boats, literally could spend the next hour just talking to you about all the fun and fantastic things that you could do with your family for uninterrupted family fun on the water and really connecting.
What got you hooked? What was something that got you to work? I really like being on the water.
So my uncle actually taught me how to wakeboard. So I learned to ski and tube, you know, when I was a little kid. But as I got into high school, our family had a boat, and he taught me how to boat. We would go camping together, and he taught me how to wakeboard, and it was so fun. And not only was it fun, but I was really into sports and I was really into working out. So it was also a workout. So I could go have fun. I could be on the water. I could take friends with me. I could spend time with my family. And at the same time, I was getting in a killer workout. So it was awesome. And then that has really morphed, and that side of the industry that I love and that I'm currently in, surfing became a really big thing. And that's been cool because people that enjoy ocean surfing can enjoy inland surfing, and we have boats that are specialized that will help you make a surf wave on the lake.
We're speaking with Heidi Moore. Heidi, you are you do work in the industry, and I love how about the closest she got to kind of just almost a little bit of ire came out when she was like, "You can buy a boat at the boat show," and it wasn't. It was just directed at the audience, like, "Hey, this is all great, and you can learn a lot, but you can also purchase a boat." So the Lake Lanier Boat Show coming up the weekend of March 22nd through the 24th on Lake Lanier, a boat show on the water, and you are here as the president of the Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta, but you're also part of the industry selling boats, you know, working for marinas, things like that. Talk about the association, because you guys are in competition with each other, but you're also trying to improve the health of the industry, the safety That's around right. the industry, That's making right. people better boaters, giving them a better experience, trying to take away that age-old maxim everybody says of, oh, the two best days are the day you buy a boat and the day you get rid of the boat. And that's just not, I know that's not true.
No, we don't really say that, though.
I know you don't. Because
it's really the days in between. The best days of boating are the days that are in between.
Exactly.
When you're making the memories with your friends and your family. And yeah, it is pretty interesting because we all are competitors. Mm-hmm. We sell competing brands. We vie that our products are the best and that we offer the best and that our teams are the best. But we can be healthy competitors and we can also be friendly. And, you know, our organization really pushes the dealers to come together, to have that camaraderie, to say that, you know what, it's okay. I can still offer a similar product to what you're offering, but we can still elevate the service that customers are getting out of the boating industry. We can advocate for education for our teams and bringing the latest products and how to offer those products, best customer practices on how to really take care of you and your family after your initial purchase, because the relationship doesn't start and end when you buy the boat. It actually morphs through your entire journey because there's a lot in the in-between, right? Just as we were saying, there is, you know, it has to be serviced. You have to take care of it. You might find that you want to try something different with it. So now you need a new piece of gear for it. Or maybe you move to the lake and you locate to the lake part-time or full-time. And now that's a different dynamic with the dock and what you would need for a dock and how you need to outfit the boat differently than day boating. And so the dealers are really an important piece in helping the customer and their education through the entire journey. And the Marine Trade Association allows us to all come together and to do that together in a friendly, kind, and educational atmosphere.
I would also assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there's room to grow.
Absolutely.
And especially with as many people that are moving into Atlanta and going, well, I really don't want to have to go to Savannah to go into the ocean. But there are all these lakes that you mentioned. There's Hartwell and Burton and Lanier, of course, which is closest to us. And there's plenty of room. There's space for everybody.
There is. You're right. There is a ton of growth. We see boaters from all over. So not only the ones that you mentioned, but Rabin and Seed, Chattoog, Blue Ridge, Altoona, Jackson, Sinclair, Oconee, Blackshear. I mean, there is a ton. And the beauty about even purchasing a boat is it doesn't have to stay in one place. So, you know, some customers really like to buy a trailer, and you might want to go visit Carter's Lake. It is gorgeous. It is a lot smaller than Lake Lanier, but it is a beautiful atmosphere. It is in the mountains, and maybe you want to take your family camping there, but you want to do something different. You know, there's not a lot around Carter's Lake. You're not going to go play Topgolf. So it'll be kind of fun to get on the boat and take your kids tubing or maybe take them wake surfing. And
hey, do the folks at Carter's Lake, do they go, hey, you can stay for the day, but then you got to go. This is our lake. Get off our water, man.
It is a little treasure. It is.
I love it. Give everybody the website for the boat show and remind everybody of the dates again.
LakeLanierBoatShow.com.
Okay.
You can also sign up for text. You can text a boat or boat show to a number that we can give you. But also the dates, March 22nd through the 24th, 2024. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We would love to see you at Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville.
And Heidi did such a great job as the president of the MTAMA, the Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta, and she did not even mention her company that she works with. But I will go to boatatlanta.com to learn more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And thank you. I appreciate that plug. I have been with Skiers Marine. They are my family for quite a while now. It's been a big part of my journey, and I appreciate that opportunity as well.
Absolutely. Well, you represented the trade association so well, so I decided to do the plug. So. Heidi Moore, thank you so much for being here.
And, thanks for having me.
We will be back right after this.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For the first time ever, the Atlanta Gladiators podcast will now be on Business Radio X. Be on the lookout for new interviews each week as Director of Broadcasting and Communications Liam Gottimer chats with Gladiator players, coaches, and even representatives from corporate partners. For tickets, partnerships, and more, visit AtlantaGladiators.com or call our front office at 770-497-5100 to chat with a Gladiator representative today. Atlanta Gladiators Hockey, draw your sword.
Regions Commercial Banking is here to help your business's financial future stay on track. Regions Commercial Banking has a team of experienced bankers in Gwinnett who can guide you in all areas of growth. Get the resources you need so every step can move you closer to your business goals. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Don't forget the dash. Regions Bank.
Member.
FDIC. Thought I'd change it up a little bit, do a little fast stuff. You like that?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Just I'm a
meh. M-E-H. Meh. Yeah, meh. Yeah.
I like. You know what is not meh? No. Is our second guest.
Oh, he's a stud.
He's fantastic. So we are happy to welcome David Post from Future Security and also Care for Cops. David, welcome back to the studio.
It's good to be here again.
Absolutely. And I say welcome back because one of the things I love about Business Radio X is you get the occasional opportunity to welcome somebody back onto the show. And what we could say is we could say, hey, go search for David Post, Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X. Go listen to the old interview and there isn't going to be a lot that's changed because you're still with Future Security and still with Care for Cops. So let's start with Future Security. Remind everybody of what you guys do.
Well, for over 50 years, until I retired, I took care of business problems, security problems, personnel issues, management issues, productivity issues for a lot of different companies, some small, some mid-level, some Fortune 500 companies. And that's what I did for 50 years. And then, of course, 25 years ago, I started Care for Cops. I was at a Metro at Atlanta Crime Control Board meeting. We had Atlanta city officials and police chiefs and a whole bunch of people there. And somebody said, you know, we need to do something for the police officers' families when the police officer gets killed in the line of duty. And then someone said, well, how about a police-escorted motorcycle ride? And they all looked at me because I've been riding Harley since I was a little kid. So we started
legally, that. Of course.
Yes.
Right, David?
Oh,
legally.
Yeah.
Of
well,
course, legally. It,
mostly. Actually, allegedly. Actually, my first motorcycle was a Zundapp, which most people have never heard of.
I don't know a Zundapp.
And no, it's a, it, I used to ride those in the old war movies. But no, I wasn't legal then, but I did ride. And anyhow, we started that police escorted motorcycle ride, and it went to Lake Lanier Islands, where they donated a pavilion. We had police escorts, we had biker games, bike shows, and that was the start of Care for Cops raising money for these families. And of course, over the years, we've taken care of over 100 families in Georgia. People have asked me, well, why don't you do this nationwide? Sounds like a great program. I said, well, if you can find somebody that can guarantee me $300,000 a year, I could probably do it nationwide. Right now, we have our hands full just taking care of Georgia. And so we've been doing that. I've been obviously gone to a lot of funerals over the last 25 years. And it says a lot about the community. It says a lot to the families of these officers that, you know, somebody really cares. And it's very uplifting to them, not only that someone is at the funerals, but that we send them a letter letting them know if they need any more help, if they need counseling. And we send all this along with a nice check. What people don't realize is that most officers are working off-duty jobs. Mm. When that officer gets killed, that stops. That could be making their mortgage payment, could have kids in school. We don't know, but that's our niche. And sometimes the family will get a check from us before the funeral.
That's amazing. There's too many funerals, in my opinion, but I would imagine one of the, as you mentioned just a few moments ago, you help solve problems. You gave a whole list of companies that have issues that you're there to assist with and find solutions and answers. What's the answer and how is it that you get the person to I need help and I don't know how to ask?
Are you talking about a family or are you talking about a business?
Yes, a surviving family of a lost officer. How do they get to the point where they go, I really need help?
Well, they don't have to ask. I get information. If there's a police officer or law enforcement death anywhere in the country, I get that information. Mm. Unfortunately, we can only do Georgia. So what I'll do is if there's any question about whether or not it's a line of duty death, I'll call the police chief, sheriff, or whoever it is, and I've got to do that anyhow because I have to get the information for the person that's going to get the letter and the check. So that's pretty much what we do.
So let me go back to future security because, and I like the way, because I said, hey, you'd been on and you talked about the business, and you said, you mentioned the word when I was doing it. So you are officially retired, although I would think you're still doing stuff under future security, but it's a little more counseling or it's a little more advice giving. Talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about the ways you're helping, still helping the business community.
Well, what I do now is I'll go into a company, and it doesn't matter whether it's a personnel issue, a theft issue, internal theft, they need a security program set up, they need their managers trained, whatever it is, that's what I'll do. The only difference now is that all of my billable hours go straight to Care for Cops.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I kind of thought that was probably where the answer was going to go.
Yeah, that's
what I want to make. So I'm going to give a challenge to our listeners because Care for Cops, it is a nonprofit.
Care for Cops is a 501c3.
501c3. So all of your proceeds that you are now getting out of Future Security of the work that you're doing to help businesses with their security and giving advice and doing background, just the things you do to help them solve problems. All of that goes to Care for Cops. I would challenge if any business is looking for a charity that they want to get involved in, a way that they want to give back to the community, especially if they want to support first responders and they want to support specifically cops and the families of cops who give the ultimate sacrifice. I'm sure Care for Cops, along with being involved with the events you do, and you've done runs, you do stuff with, stuff up at Lake Lanier. You've talked about some of that stuff. It's also you would accept a nice little donation and a check and a way to give out of the profits.
Well, we have a 5K March 30th, 8 a.m. Swanee Town Center.
Yep. And is that called the Care for Cops 5K?
It's a Care for Cops 5K.
There you go.
And it's a run walk. We have people that walk. We have a few people that even bring their dogs.
Can I crawl? Can I
stroll? What? If you get registered, you can crawl or not even show up.
You can register and not show up.
Absolutely.
I like that. That's and that would be the same as investing directly in Care for Cops.
And I started another program called the Faithful 200.
Okay.
What we're trying to do, we have a few already, but it might take over a year or so. We're looking for 200 people to do $10 a month.
Perfect. At people or businesses. And again, if you're already giving some money to Uncle Sam, why not, instead of giving it to Uncle Sam, giving it to directly to people who serve us?
Well, we have one program now, and I'm really appreciative of this, but there's a professional company that does videos. They liked so much what we're doing. They did a free video for Care for Cops, and anyone that donates becomes a silver sponsor, which is $750. They will do a $750 video at no charge to them. So that's almost a no-brainer. If you've ever thought about doing a video for your company and it being, $750 donation to a charity.
Well, you can't even get off the phone for $750.
No.
Well, I was going to say, instead of spending it on the video, give it as a tax-deductible donation through your company and get the video anyway.
Right, that's correct.
So,
hey, Stephen, hold on.
Okay,
David has told us he's retired how many times? And he what? I'm expecting him to say,
he never
I'm
did
at the
air
beach,
quotes. Yeah,
and
he never
I've
did
got,
air quotes.
I've got my golf clubs all ready to go, and I'm going to be hanging out at the barbecue. You're a busy man.
Well, also, I was sworn for 47 years.
Sworn at? By your wife?
I have been sworn at by both of my ex-wives.
Welcome to that club, right? Oh, both? Yeah? Okay.
I think Harper was asking on duty, but apparently off duty. Yeah, that's another story. That's another show.
Actually, I was only full. I started policing in Roswell, Georgia in 71. And at the time, you know, people were talking.
Was there
about,
anybody living in Roswell? Yeah, in 1971? There, boy, has it changed
there
a lot.
Actually was. And I used to carry around one of those box phones that people nowadays don't even know what a box phone is. There was no little mobile phone. Yeah. It was a box phone. I think it weighed about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And but that's how we communicated. I did that for 2 years, and I started my company in 72. And I got so busy. I started the company to be a side job because I wanted to be a cop forever. The only two things I ever wanted to do is be a Marine and a cop, which I've done both.
Okay.
And so in 73, I was getting so busy that I had to turn in my resignation.
The security?
No, I turned in my resignation with the police department.
Because right, the security because was, the security yeah. was...
Security was getting so busy.
Yeah.
We're running undercover operations and helping companies get rid of bad guys. And one company, they didn't...
I'd hate for Stephen and I because, you know, he looks at me as I'm the bad guy. You'd be getting rid of me. Right?
Yeah.
Is there a trunk in on its way to New Jersey that's got my name on it?
No, but I probably know somebody that would help you with that.
I know. That's, yeah, good for you. But business started taking off in a way that you said, I can't police anymore.
Yeah, and I was almost next in line for the chief's job when I turned in my notice, and they were all surprised, but I had to make a decision, and it was a good decision because having my own business and helping all these companies and getting more well known helped me to do more for law enforcement and the community than I probably could have done even if I would have been a police chief.
But the other thing that's important about that is you never lost sight of the brotherhood. You never lost sight of the fraternal order, and you are still serving those who serve us.
Right, and the Gwinnett County Sheriff Department just retired me. 2.5-3 years ago.
Oh, so you're double retired, but still working.
I still have a retirement ID from the Sheriff's Department. I'm the only reserve that I know of that's ever gotten a retirement ID.
So for those who have been listening to this point and haven't already Googled how they can get involved, give everybody the website of how they can get involved. Find a way to get involved.
Just go to www.care4cops.org. You'll see our website. You'll see how you can get involved. You could be a volunteer. You could run. We have 7 police chiefs on our board, and we're looking for some business people to get involved. The police chiefs are sometimes quite limited because we can't have any. It can't even look like there's a conflict of interest or anything. So we need to get some business people involved on our board. If you're a business person and you have a heart for law enforcement and understand what it really takes to go out there and put your life on the line every day, and these families, you know, when they leave home, they don't know whether they're coming back. And they may get a knock on the door, and someone will be there to tell them that their husband or daughter or wife or whoever it might be was killed in the line of duty.
$10 a month, at least 200 need to sign up for that. Individuals, businesses get involved on the board. Or if nothing else, sign up for the 5K, and you don't even have to show up.
You don't even have to show up.
And Stephen says he'll crawl, gladly. He'll crawl or walk backwards.
I'll stroll. I can stroll 5K.
But there's always a need, I'm guessing. Is that right,
well,
David?
There's always a need. We've taken care of, we've financially helped over 100 families so far. And unfortunately, it's probably not going to slow down any. So we need to give law enforcement all the support that we can.
And others who have different abilities that can help the organization to keep it floating and to grow the resources that you need and to keep the mindset going so that eventually you can retire. Right now,
I'm going to be 78 this year. And sooner or later, I'm going to have to slow down, I guess.
What they tell you.
Maybe not. Yeah. No, I don't know.
You're enjoying retirement the way it is right now. Yeah. So David Post with Care for Cops, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We also want to thank Heidi Moore from the Marine Trade Association of Metro Atlanta. I just wanted to say that correctly one more time. Also want to thank Mike Salmon.
I think you're really happy that you got that out without any type of flaw or mistake in any way, shape, or form.
I am beyond thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed too.
Well, thank you, Heidi. I appreciate that. I also want to thank our producer, Mike Salmond, who cleaned up in post-production the advertisement that he screwed up this time, and now he's going to edit that out.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And also want to thank my co-host, Harper LaBelle. It was good to do the show with you. Mike is playing us out.
That's all, folks.
Amen. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.